Well, hello. Welcome, everybody, to the 16th weekly episode of the Talented Learning Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series. I'm independent learning tech analyst John Lay of Talented Learning with return guest expert, NetExam LMS founder and CEO, Brett Strauss. Brett, welcome and thanks for joining us yet again.
Hey, John. Appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Brett and I have been covering a lot of customer education ground in this podcast. On episode 2, we dug into LMS integrations. And on episode 5, we highlighted top ROI metrics. Today, Brett and I are going to go and talk about the future of customer education 3 years from now specifically. What's going to be different? What innovations should you expect? What changes of strategy are coming? You have to be aware to prepare. And today, we're going to help you with that. Listeners and viewers, thank you for tuning in and your interest to learn more about all things customer education, from business case to LMS, learning systems, online learning content, marketing, community building, measurement, and much more in less than 10-minute nuggets or less. Feel free to binge. Brett, let's get going. Technology is racing faster than I've ever seen in my 30-year career with LMSs. Incrementally, the customer education space is evolving, to say the least. It changes every day with new tech, new ideas, new strategy, new business objectives. Quite frankly, it's hard to keep up. Brett and I can't see into the future. Well, maybe we're in a disagreement about that, but we can for sure say that the customer education field and tech is going to be way different 3 years from now than it is now. Customer education professionals, we all need to keep our ear on the ground, always listening and learning about what's coming. Not all of it will come true. Not all of it will always be hot. Not all of it will replace what you're doing, but some of it will. And you have to pay attention, learn what these things are, think about how they apply or don't apply to your situation. And through that lens, let's start off with you, Brett. Look into your crystal ball. What's different about customer education in 3 years?
Well, obviously, generative AI is having a huge impact even today. We're seeing it, especially in the content creation field, where it used to take months and thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of time to create courses. And that can be done literally in minutes now. You can launch a course in 15 minutes or less, translate it into a dozen languages, and push it out with a great quality exam. So it's going to shake up, obviously, the content development area for a long time to come. I don't think that's ever going to be the same. Some other areas we're seeing it is in administrative aids that can be added and offered to customers. Adaptive learning is I think, going to be one of the biggest markets, where the content delivered to a customer can adjust itself based on the historical information that the customer has provided, but it can also learn more about the customer as they complete training and actually get smarter. So the courses are very targeted to each individual. That way you're not just blasting one course out to 30,000 customers. Each course is kind of manipulating itself to meet the needs of the customer that's consuming the content. I think that's going to be one of the biggest changes that are going on out there. We've got AI tutors. We've got the ability for users to be able to ask questions of an AI, a generative AI tool, like there's an individual on the other end answering. So again, it's a little bit like having a live teacher there answering questions and responding to everything you need at that one point in time. So I think the AI, the generative AI stuff is going to have a massive change. It's going to require people that are doing customer training to think differently about what their customers' needs. It also means cutting up your training into much smaller bite-sized portions so they can be sliced and diced and grouped together and delivered to individuals that need them. And again, it's going to be an adjusting system. It's going to be a system that learns what each individual wants and needs, and it's going to be a system that provides and can really predict what the next, you know, the next need is for the customer.
Yeah. How about it? That's really changed, huh? It's funny. It used to be all 30,000 get it the same, and then you would adapt it by, you know, job or organization. So there'd be like 3 adaptions, and now there's 30,000 adaptions or more that, you know, that are made on that same piece of content. That really changes things. But what it does, you know, with all this automatic content, I'll take number 2. What it does with all the, you know, all the automatic content creation is it changes the equation of what customer education professionals have to do. Like right now, so much of it is around creation of content. So much of your brain power and your effort and resources and time and money goes towards that. And once that's not the case, then that opens up time for other things. And one of those other things I think is an evolution of how you consume that content. And that's tetherless content. And what that means is that you don't go to the LMS anymore. Maybe you do sometimes for the more formalized things, but the content comes to you in a trackable way, no matter where you're at, on your phone, when you're operating a chainsaw, when you're performing an operation, when you are using software, when you're trying to use a specific piece of any software, all of that, of delivering that training to you via a website, via a browser, via other organizations' LMS. But the idea is that the content can be anywhere and it comes to you just as you need it, in this AI delivered way, in that personalized way, in a trackable way, so that as a customer education organization, you always maintain control of that content and understand how it's being used, so you can use that data to modify your processes and have even more of an impact inside of your organization. So first you develop it from a generative AI way, and then you untether it across the world. That's coming. It's coming to an LMS, or it's coming to a customer education program to you. We're already running long. Brett, how about you take number three and wrap this up?
Sure. And what you were talking about, really, it's about contextual training. It's about getting just-in-time training to the customer at the point at which they need to consume it, not forcing them to sit by and watch an hour-long course. Next up, I would say that customer and partner training are merging. They're becoming one solution. And if you're not doing that, then you're probably burning a lot of time and effort creating two systems that are unnecessary. If you think about it, your partner's customers are your customers. So you should be providing that partner with tools in their toolbox to help them close deals. You should be pushing training to potential customers as a way to create an opportunity or a lead. So if I shoot out a quick PowerPoint opportunity with a quick 3-question quiz to a potential customer and they take the time to finish it, then that potential customer's information can be dropped into a PRM system as a qualified lead. Once that person purchases, then they can be given onboarding training so that they become quicker and more proficient in your products faster. It's a more enjoyable experience. And then as they use the product and own it, then you can push out small bits of training that are related to support topics that might be trending, thereby kind of cutting off the need to have support calls. You kind of beat them to the punch by pushing out training. Then you can actually pinpoint when the perfect opportunity would be to upsell them on either an upgrade of the product they own or a new product that you're selling. So then the whole life cycle starts over again, and it's just peppered with training opportunities throughout. I think that's the way it's going to be going.
There you have it, with non-tethered content, generative AI, the holistic joining of partner and customer training, ROI measuring are just a few of the predictions for the future. Change is constant, and it's good as long as you're aware. The things Brett and I talked about largely are here today, believe it or not. They're just not in full-scale use. They're just some of the innovations that we're seeing across the landscape. Expect that to change, though. Be aware and prepare your organization. Fun times ahead in an evolving industry powered by rapid tech innovation. Brett, thanks for joining me today. As always, love your perspective and thoughts. It was great to have you.
Thanks, John. Thanks for your time.
Cool. You can find more information about NetExam and their partner and customer LMS at netexam.com. Listeners, watchers, thanks for tuning in to another episode, and we'll see you next week. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to show your support, please like, share, and subscribe. It'd be greatly appreciated and very helpful for us to get the word out to all customer ed professionals. You can find more of our fiercely independent content on talentedlearning.com. Thanks again, and have a great day, everyone.